God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
General Prophet John Anoche.
Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will ever be. Oh, Hill City, like the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening. The life of a new wine, wheat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
His word, the power is in him, and his authority has been vested in him.
With the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche, and the Holy Colonial Family, every Sunday at 8:30 GMT at the Tree of Life Service. Worldwide Word, raising people to function like Christ Jesus.
Word of life.
Declaration.
I speak in the name of Jesus. I address your account system.
Yeah.
I address your accounts. Your bank accounts. Your company accounts. Your ministry accounts. Let the Lord fill it up.
Amen.
It is empty because God wants to fill it up. Receive miracle finances. Finances in the name of Jesus. Finances with a mission. Finances with a purpose. I stand as the prophet of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And I speak in the name of Jesus. Hear me now, all currencies. Hear me now, monies. Fill the account of God's people.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive financial favor. Receive financial favor. Let there be miracle credits.
Amen.
Miracle facilities.
Amen.
Miracle funding.
Amen.
Into your accounts.
Amen.
Into your businesses.
Amen.
Receive. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your ministry is funded.
Amen.
By the divine provisions of God.
Amen.
Somebody cry out and receive now in Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Light the world with the word of life. Word of life.
This is the Global Prayer Power.
Le gusta repahang de satusha. Ha abuaste anteka.
There's a power! I came to teach you this time around and impart you spiritual power.
I see proposals. I want you to watch out for this guy. In Ghana, people will start buying yachts. He will own some.
This and every Thursday at 14 Boundary Road, East Legon, Accra, 1800 GMT. For more details, call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996670.
Now understand that the last day brings the cup of the revelation of Christ Jesus.
Mm.
So that the body of Christ will be in full measure of his power. Understand it. So,
full measure.
Because you see, there are channels of power. Okay? There are channels of power. The word of the revelational word of God is one channel of his power.
Mm.
The deeper the revelation of God, of God's word, the deeper and powerful you become.
Mm.
There are channels of power.
Okay.
Understand it. The spirit is also a channel of power.
Spirit.
It is not by might. It's not by power. It's by the Spirit, hear the Lord.
Mm.
And the Bible said the power, you know, like, so you have to understand, when it comes to the word of God, wisdom is embedded in the word.
Mm.
That is why when Solomon was asked what he wanted, he asked for wisdom.
Yes.
Because wisdom is Jesus.
Mm.
So the Bible says Jesus has been made wisdom unto us. So when Solomon asked for wisdom, he asked for Jesus.
Mm.
That's why he was given knowledge, every ability that is in Christ. And Solomon became richer than every king on the earth.
Mm.
Apart from Jesus, the Bible says Solomon was the greatest in wisdom.
Mm. Mm.
So Jesus' generation is when, because we have Jesus, we are more wiser. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And again, the Lord uses rocks, stones. Remember, Moses said, "The Lord our God is the rock."
Mm-hmm.
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 3 and 4. Okay. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1. And 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. The Bible says, "And they all passed through, you know, the water."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Under the water. The rock that, you know, yes. They were all baptized into Christ Jesus. As they passed onto the through the water.
Mm.
That, do you understand? The water that was gushing out of the world. They all passed through baptism. Mm. That's what the Bible says.
Sure.
Okay? Now, so he uses head and body.
Mm.
And feet. Head and body and feet. Now, all the time we talk about the body of Christ, the body of Christ. Now, the body of Christ, okay, the feet is also included in the body of Christ. So there's a distinction. The Bible talks about the head.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about the members of the body. And it talks about the feet.
Mm.
Do you know that?
Sure.
The Bible talks about the head. It talks about the body. And it talks about the feet.
Yes.
All right. But people don't open this up there. And the Bible uses head and body to describe it. And I want us to go into the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. You know. And to 21 talks about that. Okay, I want you to pick the point of the body and then read it quickly for us.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
Yes, sir.
For us the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body.
Okay, good. That's what I want. The members of the body.
Mm.
Okay, so Jesus is the head of the body. All right. So So as the people of God, we are all supposed to develop.
Mm.
We are all supposed to develop to his fullness. So Jesus is a person.
Mm-hmm.
And he himself as the Lord Christ is the head. And then he as a person has a body.
Mm.
And he has a feet. And the Lord says that we should develop to fit in the body. So there is a perfect stature of Christ Jesus.
Mm.
Which represents his fullness. So if you are members of the hand, you are supposed to consecrate yourself and develop by the word of God to the state, to the exact stature of the of the hand. If you are supposed to be the chest, that is the kind of requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So when you read the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, the verse number 11 to the verse number 14, the Bible talks about the fact that the fivefold ministry has been given.
Yes.
So that we can now equip the saints, okay,
sure,
for the work of the ministry, all right, for the edifying of the body of Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, until we all come to the unity of the faith, mm-hmm, and to the
knowledge
to the God, knowledge of the Son of God, so that we come to the
man,
and to the perfect one,
unto perfect man,
perfect
to
man,
measure,
to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is the kind of measurement that is required of us. So the fivefold ministry is not supposed to sell oil. The fivefold ministry is not mandated to sell, garments. And that is not our responsibility. This is our responsibility right there.
Yes, sir,
that if you are an apostle of Jesus Christ, if you are a pastor of Jesus Christ, if you are a teacher of Jesus Christ, if you are an evangelist of Jesus Christ, and you are
prophet.
A prophet of Jesus Christ, your mandate is to equip the body of Christ for the work of the ministry.
Yes,
so we are supposed to teach people how ministry is done, how ministry service is done, how the pros and cons of ministry, the details and all of that are done. So that is the kind of brainstorming we do with the word of God. That is why he's asked us in the word of God to labor in word and doctrine.
Yes.
He said, let us count double honor unto those who labor in word and doctrine. There are people who are supposed to brainstorm the word.
Mm.
There are pastors when you adapt them or you accept them into your ministry, you give them the responsibility of laboring in the doctrine and the word of God.
Yes.
So they can now check, you understand, doctrinal things. They will not put one of Jesus' doctrine down and then accept the other one.
Mm.
You know, when you go deeply into the message of Jesus Christ, about the gifts of the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit. It's an insult for someone to pick some part of the gift of the Spirit and neglect other parts of the gift of the Spirit. Now, I know that the body of Christ loves to speak in tongues, and tongues, the Bible says, do not forbid in speaking in tongues. Tongue speaking is a very powerful thing. But tongue speaking, as powerful as it is, the Bible says, if it doesn't edify the church, shut up.
Yes, in the church setting, yes.
Shut up. So anytime I'm teaching, I speak in tongues, I'm supposed to interpret it.
Yes.
The Bible says what edifies the church is what?
Prophecy.
Is the prophecy. So that means that we should entertain prophecy.
Mm.
Do not despise prophecy. Do not treat prophecies as contempt. Look at the body of Christ today. Yes. Not because I'm a prophet, that's why I'm saying that.
But that's the word of God.
No, that's the word of God. If you do not want to obey the word of God, that's why you bring all these kind of things that, you know, this encumbrances, this kind of confusion in the body of Christ. That's what we are supposed to do. And we are supposed to be vibrant on it. And the prophet who prophesy, and they don't want anybody to challenge them. The Bible says, let one prophesy, let the other judge.
Yes.
Let them be in sections and in queue, judging the prophecy that you give.
Yes.
We judge with the word of God. That means that we are prophets are supposed to develop the fullness of the word of God. So when somebody prophesies, we know this one is coming from your stomach. This one is coming from, you know, you are hungry, you want food, or you want fame, or you want people to follow you. That is what it is to check the people.
Mm. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Are you hearing my point now?
Sure.
Because the Bible sets standards to things that we are supposed to be doing. Now, we need to be truthful in the word of God. I'm telling you the truth.
Man of God, you're full of the
Mashatalama. Now, let's go ahead as we use all the... So, we are supposed to develop into the fully functioning, okay, stature of Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't develop to the fullness of Christ, we can't function like Christ.
Mm.
So, Jesus wants to lift his hand up. He will be limited. His hands will be tied by members of the household of faith in the earth realm. So our responsibility of passing the knowledge should be the focus. Not taking preeminence in things. Mm. That is not our focus.
Mm.
In due time, if Jesus wants, he will lift you up. But the focus is the word of God. Now, these days, people do not want to teach the word of God. So if the word of God that they are teaching, calling a spade and teaching the word of God, like they feel ill, because if it will hurt this one, then I'll not teach the word of God, even though Jesus has given you a command to teach it. That is not your place.
Yes, sir.
Because the reason for the Lord allowing those things is because he knows that other people will come and teach some things and will correct a generation that were in error of a certain kind of word.
Yes.
So that we will cap the building. When you are building a building, the building sits upon a foundation.
Yes.
Now, thanks be unto God, the foundation itself is Christ Jesus.
Mm.
So the building's foundation was laid, everything. And it comes to the lintel and all of that, and then you lay the course on it, and then you cap the building. The capping of the building is part of the building, but the capping uses different materials. It is a dicey material.
Mm.
If you don't do it well, I'm telling you, if you don't give heed to details when you are capping a building,
yeah,
okay, and you are roofing it and capping it, sealing everything, it will leak.
Mm.
And when it leaks, it will be an error inside the building. Imagine a whole unique building and it's leaking and destroying the kind of furnishing that has been done inside. That is not the church of Jesus Christ, how you want to do it. So I want people to understand these things. This is a series that we are teaching about the last generation, the feet that is being formed, so that people understand the feet is authority of Christ Jesus, so that they can appreciate what it means when Jesus performs certain things in the Bible.
The feet is authority,
yes,
of Christ Jesus.
Authority of Christ Jesus. Yes. Because Jesus, okay, I don't want to go ahead of myself.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes.
It is a very important topic that people can understand.
Mm.
People must understand. I said that in order for us to be able to fit in, we must fully develop. We must fully develop our potentials in Christ.
Yes.
We must develop our potential in Christ. So we must bring the fullness of God, the full counsel of the Lord. We must teach the full counsel of God. It's not a matter of this church saying that this particular thing, my church don't believe in it, so we close it. No. It's not about what you believe or what you don't believe. The Bible is talking about the holistic body of Jesus Christ, who needs the word of God.
Sure.
The full counsel of the Lord. That is what it means. So I want people to read it and understand it, okay? When you read the book of Galatians chapter number 3, verse 27, okay, he talks about putting on Christ Jesus. Let's read a bit of it, okay?
Yes.
As many as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. As many as were baptized into Christ, they have put on Christ.
Put him on.
So when we see, we must see Christ on you.
Mm.
We must not see you differently from another. No. Christ is the focus.
Mm.
Jesus Christ is the focus here.
Sure.
So Jesus, we should make Jesus our focus.
Yes.
That's it.
It's all about all right? Jesus.
Now, so understand that Jesus is the head,
mm-hmm.
and we are the body, and there's a feet. The book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 18 I will be quoting a lot of scriptures, okay?
Thank you, Lord.
And I want us to read all this before we move out of here, quickly.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 18.
Yes, sir.
And he's the head of the body,
yes,
the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.
Okay.
And in all things, he may have the preeminence.
So because he's the head of the body, the firstborn from the dead, so that in all things, he may have preeminence. We are the body. He is the head. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22, quickly.
Ephesians 1, 22.
Yes, sir.
And he put all things under his feet.
Okay. And he put all things under his feet.
Yes.
Yes.
And gave him to be the head, and gave him to be head over all things to the church.
Read that one again. And he put all things
under his feet.
Under his feet.
And gave him to be head over all things to the church.
And gave him to be head
over all things.
Over all things
to the church.
To the church. The same word, or a same construction, is found in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15.
Mm.
Okay, chapter number 15. Mashatara, verse 27. Let's go there quickly.
1 Corinthians, chapter 15.
Glory be to Jesus. Yes.
For he has put all things under his feet.
Yes.
But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted.
So God, who put the Father, who put all things under Jesus' feet, is accepted.
But now, everyone else is under.
What does the Bible say about the feet, the steps? The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, now that the heavens are the abode of God, the earth is his footstool.
Yes.
Now, the earth that is being the footstool is actually like a kind of a stool, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is when a king sits. The stool is the one that is put there for the king to put his feet on.
Yes.
So the earth is the footstool of God.
Yes. Isaiah 66 verse 1.
Yes. The earth is the footstool of God. He put his feet on. And the Bible says that, and you shall crush his head, and he shall bruise your heel.
Yes.
And you see that, and a lot of people even have the animator or picture animation of it, where the Lord Jesus is stepping on the serpent's head with his feet.
Yes.
So this generation has a mystery.
Tread upon serpents and scorpions.
So it is the feet we use to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Now, this particular authority has been given to the entire body of Christ. But in the last day, in the last day generation, that is when whatever the devil will unleash upon the earth, it will not work until he brings his own prince. So, all his arsenals will come. It will not work until he brings his own prince.
Okay.
Then Jesus himself will come and deal with the offspring of the devil.
Okay.
Are you hearing my point?
Yes.
But he will use the feet to do that work.
He will use the feet to do that
work. Because the Bible says, when it comes to him as the head and the body, and the feet, he must take preeminence.
Mm-hmm.
So you must understand mysteries. So we are going to be sharing a lot of mysteries on this platform so that people can understand, appreciate where we are going, okay?
Yes, sir.
Where we have come to, where we are going. So it will help them to strategically position themselves. If they are praying, they would have to understand what they represent.
Yes.
If they are respecting and honoring, they have to understand how they are respecting and honoring. That is what it is. You see, we have brought clarity to the people of God so much so that if you are submitting to a man as a spiritual mentor or father or something, submit to a man you can easily respect and honor.
Yes.
You cannot submit to somebody you dishonor.
No.
So that is why, because it has corrupted a lot of people. We must bring clarity to the word of God.
Sure.
So people, understand these things and clarity with the word of God so that people understand and move on.
Yes.
And flow in the power of Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There are so many young people that today, they are on fire for Jesus. It's a great awakening in this generation.
Thank you, Lord.
With
Jesus.
Great authority and power given unto them to exhibit the nature and the lifestyle of Jesus Christ on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you.
When you read the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 19 to 22, okay? Ephesians 19 to 22. We read a portion, so can we start from 20 to 22 quickly?
Okay. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
Yes.
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Okay.
In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
So the The whole building must grow into a holy temple of God. So if you check the structure of a temple that has been built, like what was built, the prototype, what was built in Jerusalem, you see that the temple was built and they cap the temple.
Mm.
The Bible, the prophetic people uses the word cap. You cap it. All right? You cap it and seal it. You understand?
That's right.
Now, after capping it, is the Lord. So Noah built the ark. It's a symbolism of the last day generation. After Noah built the ark, it was Jesus, it was God that closed the ark.
Yes.
He said, get inside.
Yes.
It was God that closed it. So Jesus Christ is responsible for capping things in our last day generation. That's why he's in charge of ordaining who he wants to ordain.
Mm.
It must not pass through nothing. The measurement is not resting with men. Jesus is not in consortiums with people when he's sending people. That's what people must understand.
Mm.
So that if some teachings have helped people, it will not help people in the last day generation.
Mm.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, so do you understand the point?
Yes, sir.
Good. So let's understand this so that we are blessed. Let's finish it. He said, in whom what?
In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
So you are built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
Yes.
So when Jesus comes and raptures all of us, the Bible says, and I look, and there was no temple in the Mount Zion, the holy place. The Bible says that, for you are the temple.
Mm.
That means, we in the spirit, when we are even translated, when we are alasu, the Bible says we still be a temple of the Lord.
Mm.
So that is the fusion. That is called the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's what people don't get it.
Mm.
The marriage supper of the Lamb is the fusion of Christ in us. That we become like light like him. So when we appear at a place, it looks like Jesus is the one who has appeared.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Oneness
of the oneness.
Yes. So the Bible says, I will gather the book of Ephesians chapter 1. I will gather them all together in one.
One, yes.
And in Christ. So in the last day, anybody breathing division is taken out.
Yes.
So the word of God must be preached. It must go with full force.
Mm.
Anybody who is trying to stand, the word that is coming is in itself is a bulldozer. It breaks rocks, breaks mountains. Then it brings all the people together in one uniformity, because in the beginning, if the Lord was not very aggressive in that force, people will put down the word.
Yes.
So it must sail through.
Yes.
Now anything that is not from God, it cannot stand the test of time.
Mm.
I'm telling you. So it's not a matter of anything. Just if it's not of God, just leave it and see.
Mm.
It's not a matter of raising teachings against it and all of that. It will not work. You see, if it's from God, you can't stop it.
You can't.
That's the point.
Mm. And the house divided against itself cannot stand. So people who are fighting and bringing division, the Lord will take
out. Yeah, he take them out.
Mm.
It's in the word of God.
Yes.
The Bible said it in the book of Matthew chapter 23.
The Father did not plant to be plucked out.
Yes, 24. When you read it, he says that. Yes, he says he has not planted over. And then he says that when even the last day generation came, the 11-hour generation, he said that people were there before were trampling them. They were they were trying to fight them.
Yes.
He said the servants started fighting them.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
Yes.
And they started beating their fellow.
He started beating their fellow. He used the word fellow.
Yes.
It should tell you that it doesn't matter how young they are.
Mm.
The Lord is giving you a word that they are fellow workers. They are fellow workers of the kingdom.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Masha Takaba. So I want you to understand it and get it straight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what does the feet then represent? The book of John chapter 13, verse number 1 to 17. Let's read this particular word because it's a lot. So that next week we can continue. If you hear today's message and you miss next week, you may not understand. You miss the following, you may understand. Mm-hmm. Because if you're a young man, that's why you need to call your friend and call a friend to tell a friend that, hey, the word of life is on Metro TV. Stay glued to your seat on Metro TV every Saturday at 7 to 8.
Yes.
You can watch it. You can call people abroad everywhere. Watch it. Hear the message of the word of God. So you can understand where you fit in this last day generation.
Yes.
We are running through it. If you fit in, you know.
Yes.
Let's go ahead.
John 13 from verse 1. The Bible says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, you are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet, taking his garments and sat down again, he said to them, do you know what I've done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've given you an example that you should do as I've done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Amen.
Apostle, I think that you have read the word of God. I want everybody to read it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But to explain this, it will take a lot of time.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, you know, washed his disciples' feet. So we must understand what the feet represent. The feet represent the authority of Jesus. And Jesus said, Peter said, I don't want you to wash my feet, because if you're coming to a whole boss coming to wash my feet, it's actually humbling. And Peter said, no, I do not want you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, if I do not want you to wash your feet, you are not a part of me.
Yes.
Then Peter rushed to Jesus and said, wash my whole body then.
Yes.
Don't wash only my feet. Jesus said, you have without understanding.
Mm.
Spiritually, he that his feet is washed, his whole body is washed.
Yes.
His whole body
mm-hmm.
is washed. Not his head, his whole body.
Mm.
It's the head washing the feet. That means in this last day generation, there is a representation of the last day generation washing the whole body.
Mm.
When there has been a mess up in the whole body, it is the last day Jesus is using as a sacrificial lamb to wash the whole body. That's why the last day generation will go through a lot of atrocity, a lot of killings, a lot of people will die in the tribulations. You don't understand. That's why when people are teaching something, I don't want to come. You see, the point is that when you have an encounter with Jesus and he explains these things to you, you will understand it better in scriptures.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
So start seeking the Lord, so you can understand these things. Next week we'll continue. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, if you please.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Holy
Spirit. I lift up my hands. You are the one who has given me authority to teach these things.
Mm.
And I pray in the name of Jesus that you prove unto your people by anointing them in the name of Jesus to understand this and carry the fire on. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is only the way that you will prove the ministry you've given unto me, unto the people of this earth. By the power of the Spirit of God, anoint them, put your spirit in them. In the name of Jesus, anoint them for the assignment of these last days. Empower them by the power of the Spirit of God. Let the Aboshanda, let the great awakening, Father Lord, Nishakatanama, spread through the whole nation, spread through the whole Africa, spread through the whole world.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the regions of Asia,
yes,
by
Lord.
The power of the Spirit of God, I thank you, my Father, in the Arab world,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Let there be representation,
yes, Lord.
Rabashanda, of Christ Jesus, in those places. Yes, I give you all the praise and glory. Let your name be glorified. Heal the sick.
Yes,
let the dead be raised back to life.
Barakabada.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you,
to
Lord.
God. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
As people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor ever been. Oh, Hill City. At the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening to the life of a new wine, wheat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
His word, the power is his authority has been vested in him.
With the Lost General, Prophet John Anoche, and the Holy Colonial Family, every Sunday at 8:30 GMT at the Tree of Life Service, Worldwide Word. Raising people to function like Christ Jesus.
This is the Global Prayer Power.
There's a power that came to teach you this time around and impart you spiritual power.
I see proposals.
I want you to watch out for this guy. In Ghana, people will start buying yachts. He will own something.
This and every Thursday.
Let the Lord grant you, my father. Grant it.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I believe it.
I believe it.
I receive.
I receive.
There is somebody in your mother. I don't know whether your mom has something like a twin or something like that.
She's a twin.
But there's a problem. The realm of the spirit. That is what has affected your mother. A lot of problems, attacks, body.
Even today.
How many of us?
At 14 Boundary Road, East Legon, Accra, 1800 GMT. More details, call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996670.
We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanochiministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26-767-6055 +233-26-767-6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.